You're listening to WSIU, powered by you. Coming up this weekend, it's Against All the Odds, a documentary on East St. Louis, Illinois. It's a documentary screening at the Carbondale Public Library, and then a discussion afterwards about not just East St. Louis, but about race relations and other issues. And it's being moderated by Father Joseph Brown, who is also with the Africana Studies Department here at SIU Carbondale. Father Brown, thanks for coming in to talk about this.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be here. You do good work.
When I looked at the documentary, I saw Against All the Odds, even before I realized that you were the moderator of this panel discussion, I said, well, I know somebody from East St. Louis. Can you tell us a bit about the documentary? I know you're familiar with it. And how important it is to learn about a community like East St. Louis.
Well, Sandra Pfeffer, who is the documentarian who produced this film and lives in Southern Illinois, tells her whole point of view from the title, Against All the Odds. She looked at East St. Louis and saw, as a matter of social justice interest, that this city is unlike any other city in this country. Its long history, going back into the late 1850s and 60s, has been that of an industrial economic hub for so much of its history, with the packing houses, with the railroads. It had one of the largest stockyards in the country after Omaha and Chicago. And this, it had also had a great influx of African Americans right before the Civil War, but it also had an influx of many European immigrants, Hungarians, Lithuanians. You had a Lebanese community all going on in that city at the same time. And the problems were that, as was true in many places in this country, as the country was gearing up for World War I, the great migration of blacks from the rural South to the urban North, the industries brought in a number of black families so that the workers from those families could help break strikes because the union movement was so strong. Now, in 1917, July 2nd and 3rd, there was one of the bloodiest race riots that had ever hit this country to this day. More than several thousand people were displaced over those 2 days. They ran from that city, never to return. Some of the little small collar communities outside of St. Louis, especially North St. Louis, are populated by the descendants of those people who were refugees. Well, East St. Louis and its black community hung on, no matter what. And I call it the unassimilated city. Sandra Pfeffer talks about it not being an example of a melting pot, which I never understood what a melting pot was anyway, but it moved from 80-some percent white when I was a child there in the 50s to 95% black today. And its population dropped from almost 90,000 to just a little short of 30,000. Industries moved out during the 1950s, and the biggest economic engine has been the school board and welfare, the welfare system. So East St. Louis has a unique, unique history, but it also has a history, but the history is not what happened to it. The history is how those people decided to survive and become cultural warriors. The music, the art, the literature that has come out of East St. Louis for the last 100 years has been notable all over the world. The community is to be rewarded and applauded for never giving up. And I don't know anything more American than that.
And you can be a part of the discussion about this. You can see the screening of Against All the Odds coming up Saturday, July 18th. It's at 2:30 at the Carbondale Public Library. Just quickly, we only have about a minute or so remaining, Father Brown, but I know the library said that this is just one of many discussions that they want to have on race relations, on community relations, getting people together in a neutral place to talk about ways that we may be different but could come together. How important is a discussion like this, especially when you use East St. Louis as your starting off point?
Well, considering the fact that they took the flag down in Charleston this morning, and that we are now discussing things in a very different way symbolically, I think that if you know the facts of history, you can much more easily adapt to those facts and change the future if you really know the history. And the only conversations that are worthwhile are those that are talking about the hard issues that we would otherwise avoid.
Unfortunately, we run out of time before we run out of things to talk about on this topic. Father Brown, thanks so much.
Well, thank you. I'm really glad to be able to help with this.